The Holy Spirit. Our bookstore has some incredible material. I have only scratched the surface. Actually, I just gave you something to wet your whistle. All right? And I'm leaving out a ton of things that I could just go, oh, you got to know more. But go visit our bookstore. You'll just pick up some great materials on the Holy Spirit. All right? Now, all right, Father God, I just thank you for this day. I thank you for your word. I thank you it's your word that produces life. Your word is that changes us and your word that speaks to us. So I thank you for everybody here that the word of God will speak to them today in Jesus' name. And I thank you you'll give me the words to get it done in Jesus' name. Amen. Coffee. Yeah, right. Here we go. So it's very interesting as we finished up this fourth week. People have all different sorts of ideas about the Holy Spirit. Some of you don't even know what the Holy Spirit is, and others of you just have these funny things. And we went over the first week just telling you, who is the Holy Spirit? Telling you that Jesus said, I'm sending the Holy Spirit, and you need the Holy Spirit. So that was week one. Week two, take a breath, D. Okay. Sherry and I went to a conference, and they said you should talk slow. I was like, blah, blah, blah. Take a breath. Okay. Week two, we talked about the benefits. You know, I got this cell phone, and it's hysterical. It's got so much in it, and I don't know how to use it. And then I press something, and then I can't use it, all right? But the Holy Spirit has way better benefits, and we talked about just a few of the benefits of having the Holy Spirit. Okay, and last week we talked about so important that the Holy Spirit wants to speak to you. He actually speaks, all right? And he speaks different ways, just like we learn different ways. He speaks different ways, not always the same way, but the number one way you can have the Holy Spirit talk to you is look at your Bible. That Bible, the Word of God, he said he'll talk through that. And you've all read your Bible, and all of a sudden something just blasts you, and you go, whoa, that's like the first time I ever saw that. That's the Holy Spirit that was talking to you, okay? So the Holy Spirit will talk. So today we're going to talk about the Holy Spirit and his power, all right, his power. And you may be here, and you go, Pastor D, I don't even know what this Holy Spirit is. Or you might be here and go, Pastor D, I don't even know. To be honest, I don't even know who this Jesus is. Well, that's okay. You're going to learn who Jesus is and how good he is, how great and wonderful he is in your life. And then you're going to learn that he said, I have someone. The Holy Spirit's not a thing. He's a person. I have someone that you need in your life who's always good. All right, so that's what we're going to do today. How many of you believe it's important to have the Holy Spirit? How many of you want the Holy Spirit? All right. Listen, I want the Holy Spirit in my life. I have Jesus in my life, but I also want the rest of the gifts. And God is he's called a gift, the Holy Spirit. So I want that. And I'm just going to build a case today that you're going to go, oh my gosh, I'll take it. That's what I hope. You'll get it. All right. Jesus said, and this is stuff I'm just kind of reviewing, that Jesus said, you can do nothing without the Holy Spirit. Okay, now this is not a control freak mother who says you can't do anything. You can't go outside, you can't go to college unless I go with you, you can't do this, you can't do. No. This was Jesus who said, you can do nothing without the Holy Spirit. All right? You can do nothing on the planet, so I guess you really can't. I guess you can't do anything without the Holy Spirit. All right? And listen, how many of you have tried stuff in your life and you are just exhausted? And you're pulling your hair out. You've just tried to live certain things in your life, do certain things in your life, be certain things in your life, and it's just exhausting. Well, the Holy Spirit was given to us to help us through life so we don't have to be wiped out. And I can always tell when I'm doing things in my own strength. It's like, oh, you know, it's exhausting, all right? Just another quick review. We talked about the Holy Spirit. He said he'll give the Holy Spirit like a power. And the word power is dunamis. It's a Greek word. And it means like dynamite. Like, have you ever had a person that has a dynamic personality? Well, those words is... part of describing the power of the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is a power. He's an explosive power, a divine power, a dynamite power. And Jesus said, I'm giving you power. Someone's giving you power. Someone's giving you power? He said, I'm going to give you power and you need it. Paul's like, okay, that's great. So he's going to give you power. And again, have you ever had a situation where you felt powerless? Powerless. Okay? Well, the Holy Spirit was given to give you power that you would not be powerless on the earth. Jesus said, listen, God sent his son to the earth to pay a price for us that we could not pay. And then Jesus says, I'm leaving. But I'm going to send somebody so you'll never be alone. He said, never be like orphans alone. And this person, this Holy Spirit, is going to give you power so you're not powerless. Isn't that wonderful? I need it. Anybody else need that? I need that. I'm looking at some of you and I want to say, you need it. Okay? You need it. All right? We need this power. Now, it's interesting. I was counting it up. 39 years ago, I accepted Jesus Christ into my life. I asked him to come into my life. And it was interesting at that time, back in 1970-something or other, way back in the day, it was during a time in the United States, and I don't really know the history of other continents, but I knew what was going on in the United States. It was a time called the Charismatic Movement. Charismatic Movement. If you're as young as I am, you've probably heard of that. All right? The rest of you, go read your history books. We're in it. Can't believe they're writing history on me. I love it. Okay, so 39 years ago, I asked Jesus to be in my life, and it came into the Charismatic Movement, and actually I had been raised in the Catholic Church, so not only did I come into this movement, I actually came into the Catholic Charismatic Movement, and it was an incredible time that God's power came through the Catholic Church. Now, some of you are going, who cares? Listen, most of you, if you were not Catholic, thought the Catholics were like the Whore of Babylon in Revelations. You just thought they were off the deep and they were the ones that were going to come back like the Antichrist. So here God psychs you out, fakes you out, and says, I'm going to pour out my spirit on the Catholic Church. And he did. And I got to know a bunch of, I hung out with them. I prayed with them. You know, a lot of us went down in the basement to pray because we were now born again, filled with the Holy Spirit. And priests were getting saved and filled with the Holy Spirit. Nuns. Matter of fact, we had two of them come here. We had Frank and Joan Testa. Anybody remember them? Come. They were in the Charismatic Catholic Movement, got gloriously born again, asked Jesus into their life. And so Frank was the priest and Joan was the nun. And they were totally different. They didn't know hanky-panky beforehand or anything like that. Okay, but they had left the Catholic Church afterwards and met and married. So God was moving. And there were a lot of great people that came. What are you laughing at me? Okay, there was a lot of great... Stop that. There's a lot of people that were that God poured out his spirit on them in the Catholic Charismatic Movement. And they were C.J. Mahaney, Larry Tomczak. Those are some of the guys that I remember. But afterwards, so that after this happened to me, I kept thinking, well, these guys are doing great things, some of these people that came through that movement. They're like, wow. And then I began to wonder, well, God, I'm so glad you do great things through these people. And they write books. I have not written a book. Probably I'll never write a book. That's why I read a book. You know, that is why, okay? So, and I was kind of wondering, you know, God, do you do anything for just regular Joe Schmoes? Is this Holy Spirit have purpose, and can you use us, us's? You're all the us's. Can you come and move through my life? And guess what? He does. Because today I'm going to tell you two reasons why the Holy Spirit came. One, if you're taking notes, the Holy Spirit and his power came so that he could help you. Well, put your hands up. Help you. Okay, and the second reason the Holy Spirit came is so that you, after God comes into your life, puts his power in you, is you can help other people. So that is the reason Those are my condensed reasons for today, actually. But those are some of the reasons why the Holy Spirit came. So one, the Holy Spirit came first. Because listen, until you first get your life that's a mess, unmessed up, you're not going to help anybody. You've seen that. Two messed up people trying to help each other, and we got a big mess, right? So the Holy Spirit first came to give you power to help you out. And then after you get your life with the Holy Spirit and He starts working in it, He wants you to help other people. All right? So it's that going out. All right? Now, thinking back now in the Catholic Church, God always pours out and gives, fills, come upon you for a purpose. I got news. It's not just so you can paint a picture and hang it on your refrigerator. There was a purpose. So there was a purpose that the Holy Spirit was poured out and moved through the Catholic Church because these people needed to get born again and take ground, and they have. And every movement where the Holy Spirit has shown up big was with purpose. So today we're going to talk about, write this down, what is the purpose of the Holy Spirit in our life, all right? What's the Holy Spirit's purpose? Because unless you know what the purpose is, you're not going to do anything with it, all right? I have some things hanging in my life, hanging around in my house, and they just hang there because I don't know what they're for. It's like some of those funny tools that are out in my shed. And I'm like, well, I'm just keeping them. Every once in a while, Gus will come over and show me how to use them. So I do. I know how to do a jigsaw. But I got, you know. So anyway, we need to know what the purpose is. Number one purpose. If you're writing notes. And notes are good because then you can remember it. The purpose of the Holy Spirit is so that you can walk like Jesus. Real simple. One of the purposes of the Holy Spirit is so you can walk like Jesus. How many of you want to walk like Jesus? Talk like Jesus? Be like Jesus? I do. And I look at you and I go, yes, I want you too. Okay, so the number one reason is to walk like Jesus. Turn over to Acts chapter 1, verse 8. Now, most of you could probably quote it, but it's still good to look at it. Acts 1, 8. This is Jesus, and he said, Acts 1:8. So number one reason for the Holy Spirit, the reason for him, is so that we can walk and live like Jesus did. Acts 1:8. But you shall receive power, underline the word power, when the Holy Spirit comes upon you. You shall be a witness, underline be a witness. You shall be a witness to me in Jerusalem, Judea, Samaria, and the ends of the earth. All right, so what's the purpose after looking at that scripture? What's the purpose of having the Holy Spirit? It said you, so the purpose is for you to be a witness. All right, so that's the number one reason that you need the Holy Spirit, to be a witness. That witness means so you can walk like Jesus, be like Jesus. And I need that. Otherwise, oh my gosh, crazy woman on the streets. All right, so it's a good reason to have the Holy Spirit, right? You know, the other reason is, have you ever heard, you know, people say so-and-so's like a hypocrite? They say one thing, do another thing. Listen, you have the power. When you have the Holy Spirit, the power of the Holy Spirit come on your life, it'll make sure you're not a hypocrite, because he will help you live life like Jesus. He'll give you that strength and power to live like Jesus. So that's a good reason. I don't want anybody calling me a hypocrite. And how many of you are perfect? Okay, how many of you wish you were perfect? Well, actually, I wish you were perfect. Man, actually, the day you asked Jesus Christ to be Lord of your life, to be Savior, he comes inside of you and he does make you perfect. What? You weren't home with my husband this weekend. What? No, the day you asked Jesus Christ, the perfect one comes inside of you. All right, and the new man is perfect. The problem is, that's the part that got perfect. I'm going to have one of those conversations with God when I get to heaven. You know, Lord, you just should have done the whole thing. But the new man, when I got born again, my spirit became new. I became perfect on the inside. But this body and my mind did not. And see, when you have the purpose for the Holy Spirit is he'll come inside you, he'll empower you that you can walk like Jesus. Walk like Jesus. His power, Him filling you will help you walk. Now, I didn't say perfect, but I'll take a walk, all right? He'll help you walk the walk. Anybody need to, oh, let's point at everybody else. You know somebody that needs to walk the walk? Yeah. Okay, does anybody need to walk the walk? We do. And when the Holy Spirit comes upon you, he'll empower you, he'll help you walk like Jesus, walk the life, live the life. Amen? So, you know, really, what people should say is, oh, there's Lucy. She just acts like Jesus, all right? And Pastor D, she just reminds me of Jesus. Well, that can happen when the Holy Spirit comes upon you and you choose to follow him. By the way, there's a following, okay? But he'll put that ability inside you. Amen? So that's good. That's good. So number one reason we need the Holy Spirit is that we can walk like Jesus. Second thing, write this down. The second reason we need the power, God's power, the Holy Spirit in our life is so we can reach like Jesus. Reach like Jesus. Okay, turn over to Acts 10, just a couple pages over. Acts 10, 38. Now I got to thinking on this one and I chuckled. Oh, as I thought about reach like Jesus, Acts 10:38, it says how God anointed Jesus with the Holy Spirit. Jesus had the Holy Spirit. The Son of God came here and he was anointed. The Holy Spirit came upon him. So it says God anointed Jesus with the Holy Spirit and with power who went about doing good. Everybody say doing good. Now, when I read the New Testament, or just Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, I don't know any place where he went around doing bad. Did he ever do bad? Come up. I mean, and Jesus was pounded, people forever coming up. Jesus, would you come and heal my little girl and help my boy and help my servant? Did he go, no, you just be sick. Matter of fact, I'm going to put more sickness on you. Or you can stay in your pitiful state. He went about doing good. All right, so if the Holy Spirit came upon Jesus and he was doing good and helping others, that means he was helping others and reaching others. Helping others and reaching others. All right, now, interesting. Turn over to, oh, I'll just tell you. Where am I in my notes here? It's when Jesus got baptized. It's listed in a couple of the Gospels, wherever, in my notes here. Jesus came to the River Jordan to meet up with John the Baptist. He specifically went there to get water baptized. And the first time, they're having to, sorry, I can't do that. Yes, you can, you need to do it. No, I can't. And yes. So finally John goes, okay, I'll baptize you. And he dunks him under the water, and it says the Holy Spirit descended upon him like a dove. And the Holy Spirit came upon him, filled him. And then Jesus started his ministry. So for the first 30 years, until that point, Jesus was just Jesus. All right, now a little bit more to than just Jesus. But it's a matter of fact, before that, we have that incident where his parents went to Jerusalem and then they went home and they forgot their kid. I thought I was the only one that did that at church. How many kids did I leave at church? Yep. Because Jack and I would come in two cars, and I thought he had them in the car, and I thought, I, da, 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 and we'd get home, and we'd count heads. Oops, we're missing one.
I would hide so I could hang out at the Johnson house.
Yeah, yeah. So you don't think they're bad parents. They just got lots going on. So parents got home, and they're like, oops, we're missing one. So they go back to the Jerusalem, and they go into the temple. They find Jesus in the temple teaching and arguing. Not supposed to argue. Teaching and arguing with the scribes and the, whatever they're called, priests, okay? The bunch. All right. Now, he was a young boy. So that's about all he did. He knew the word because his parents trained him up. Okay? And he must have been something going in there. I love it when little kids start telling you something. Okay. But that's all he could do. Until the Holy Spirit came upon him, and then he was anointed and went about doing good. And it says, I think it's in John. All right, somewhere in my notes, guys. Let's see. Nope. I don't know where it is. It says he began his ministry. It said he began, somewhere in Luke, it said after the Holy Spirit came upon him, he began his ministry to reach people. He started reaching people. Up until that point, okay, now some of you, you love sharing the scriptures. You're pretty good at sharing the scriptures, all right? But you get this Holy Spirit upon you, then you can start reaching out, okay? And sharing the scriptures is good. Okay, that's good. Go read your Bible, study your Bible, know the Word of God, get your memory verses in you as little kids and stuff like that. But when you have the Holy Spirit, the power of the Holy Spirit, you then can reach like Jesus did. And he just didn't teach then. He said he went about doing good and healing all that were oppressed of the devil. And that's when his ministry began. So I think that's a good reason. So one, the reason for the Holy Spirit is so that you'll walk like Jesus. And the second thing is so you'll reach like Jesus. And guys, remember I said also, the Holy Spirit is to help you, but then you're just going to be a big fat blob unless you start helping others. And that's not the purpose, to be big fat blobs. Okay? He wants you to reach others. He wants you to reach others. He wants you to reach others because you are the living Christ on this earth. And he's waiting for you to do the same things he did. To touch people's lives. And listen, the world is hurting. Just messed up and they're sad. And I want to tell you, they're really open. People are open. So, after I visited Buck on Thursday, I had to stop at the mall, the Towson Mall, because I lost my very favorite lipstick. So I went into MAC. If you guys don't know what that is, it is like the best makeup place. And this girl, they're so friendly. They're all dressed in black and they got their apron with all their little brushes in there, and she said, "Hi, how can I help you?" I said, "I need a new lipstick. I want pink." So we had fun. She picked out a pink. And so I'm learning. I'm getting over my scared self. So I now go, "Hey, how was your day?" I do that to everybody now. It is not hard, okay? And listen, I was afraid of myself, and now everybody I meet, "Hey, how's your day going?" And they all answer me back. People love to tell you about their day. And you can tell sometimes just by their face before their mouth opens. So she said, I'm having a great day. I said, "I got you beat." And she's this real personal person. I said, "I just went to visit this guy at my church. I'm his pastor. And he got a new heart." She starts crying. Guess what I did? I went and reached. I'm sitting here crying too. I went and reached. It was so easy to reach like Jesus did. Now, some of you are expecting thunderbolt and lightning to reach like Jesus. Isn't that simple? So now you have my line. "Hey, how's your day going?" And then just let the Holy Spirit lead you, okay? Praise God. So, reach like Jesus. Forget this. Third thing we're going to do. Look at the time. Praise Jesus. The third reason why you and I need the Holy Spirit is so that you can minister like Jesus. Now, it's sort of like reaching like Jesus, but it's different because the word minister, okay, I'm going to find my notes because it was so good and I looked it up. Hang on there. Let me find. I want to make sure we get this. No. Good thing I number these. Minister means to attend to the wants and needs of others. Minister means to attend to the wants and needs of others. And, that was ministering with the lipstick lady. All right, real simple. All right, but I tell you what, I know I could not, never in your wildest dreams have done that. Because I'm just a wimp, and I can be so insecure. But you know what? The day I asked Jesus Christ to come into my life, and yes, he put a life inside of me, but then when I asked the Holy Spirit to come upon me, I've just been transforming. And it's not me. It's the power, and I'm backed by the Holy Spirit. And listen, I would not be up here. No way. This was the last place you'd ever get me had it not been for the power of the Holy Spirit and the Holy Spirit telling me to do this. Okay? Nevin said, oh, I've never been up here like that. Holy Spirit, hallelujah. Amen, amen. Let me just share just a couple things. Okay, let's just wrap up here. So what do you do with this? What do you do with the Holy Spirit? Or better yet, how do you connect with the Holy Spirit? Well, let me tell you a fun story. It's not hard, number one. Number two, years ago, my mom had gotten sick. She was diagnosed with the big cancer word. And my dad, who had never gone to church except for our first Holy Communion, our confirmation, and child dedication. That was the only times he stepped in. So there were six of us. So three times six is? Oh, and plus when he got married. Those are the, what's my grand number here? Oh, my mathematician's here? That's it. John Gagan never walked into the Catholic Church except for on those occasions. But he made us go. And he just said it once. He gave you the look, and you just did it. And my brother actually did it, because that's John Gagan when he looks at you. But it was interesting. My mom, I didn't get lost. My mom got sick, and my dad called my Aunt Florence, the holiest woman I ever met in my life. She's still alive. And she's born again, Catholic. And she called Aunt Florence and said, you know, they knew what was going on with Mom. And Aunt Florence said, there's a Catholic healing service going on. And my dad took my mom, along with Uncle Dave, which was a real riot too, because I think he'd been in the Catholic Church one extra time. I don't know. But my dad did not know anything about the power of the Holy Spirit. He just knew about prayer, and he believed in the power of prayer. And desperate people will go desperate ways, and they'll ask you to pray. And listen, there's a whole lot of people that don't know anything about God, Jesus, or even the Holy Spirit yet. But if you ask them, can I pray for you? I've only been turned down just about this many times. Because people believe in the power. And actually what they believe in, because you know it, it's the power of the Holy Spirit. They believe in it. They don't know anything about it. And listen, you know about it. And people are waiting for you who are containers of this power if you believe in the power of the Holy Spirit and what Jesus does through it. Okay? So amazing, amazing, amazing about having this. Again, the purpose of the Holy Spirit is to act and be like Jesus, to reach like Jesus, to minister like Jesus. And people are waiting to come in contact with you, and I hope you come in contact with the Holy Spirit. Have any of you ever felt like I'm drained? You need the Holy Spirit, right? How about, turn over to Luke 24. Let me give you a couple more scriptures here. Luke 24. Verse 49. How many of you love the Holy Spirit? I love that He's the power of my life and I don't have to fizzle out. Amen. Luke 24, verse 49. This is red letter. That means this is Jesus. Okay? Jesus is saying, behold, I send the promise of my Father upon you. Tarry in the city of Jerusalem until you are endued with power from on high. All right? Now, this word endued means to be clothed. How many of you got clothed today? I am really glad you got clothed before you came here. Yeah. Yeah. Okay, so the Holy Spirit will clothe you with His power. That's what the Holy Spirit's for, all right? Now, how many of you have ever, how many of you have a car that you occasionally have to stop and put gas in? I have not gotten one of those that just goes forever. All right, so you have to refill your gas tank, right? Okay, funny story, Joy. Joy got the Beretta. This is the car that got handed around. And one day she called us at the high school. Ma, the car broke. So Jack and I hop in the car, and we get there, and he, Dad, my car. You know, she probably had this thing for about a week. And she's, the car broke, it won't start. He gets in the car, and he goes, honey, you didn't put gas in it. That's all. And she's like, duh. Meanwhile, my car, when I drove in here, the empty light went on. Your empty light will go on. Your empty light will go on in your life without the Holy Spirit. And then when you have the Holy Spirit, you can keep it filled by praying in the Holy Spirit. Isn't that wonderful? So Jesus says, the Holy Spirit is going to clothe you with this power, fill you with this power, all right, so you can be a witness, all right? Now, he said you'll be a witness. He didn't say go witness. Some people just trot around knocking on doors thinking that's it. But no, you will be a witness, and then you're just going to tell people of the experiences of your life. The lipstick girl, all right? So the Holy Spirit is wonderful. Amen? Amen. So I need to get filled. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hey, let's just wrap up here because I could go two more pages and whatever. Let's just close your eyes. Praise God. Father, we thank you for Jesus. We thank you for your gifts. Jesus being one of them, the Holy Spirit another, and then he even has more. But we thank you for the free gift of Jesus. I thank you that this gift, Jesus, has taken away my sins and my debt and just washed me clean. Thank you for him. Thank you for the Holy Spirit, the gift of the Holy Spirit that gives us power that we can get through any situation. Not dragging and pitiful, but you'll help us get through every situation of life victorious. Thank you for the Holy Spirit. And, hey, is there anybody here this morning while your heads are bowed and eyes closed that you're going, Pastor D, I think I need this Jesus in my life. I need Jesus. I need someone that just wash away my past because it's just haunting me and I can't get over it. Well, Jesus will wash away your past and you can get over it. All right. Is there anybody here that would say, Pastor D, I want Jesus in my life? Okay. Anybody? Good. All right, anybody here would say, Pastor D, wow, I've been dragging and doing things on my own strength, my own power, and I would like to receive the Holy Spirit. I'd like the Holy Spirit to come upon me and be in me and give me this power that I can be a witness, that I can reach, and I can minister. Because, you know, God didn't put you here to abandon you just to wait till heaven till you give up your life. He came here so that you will be mighty and help other people. So is there anybody here that would say, Pastor D, would you pray for me? I would like the Holy Spirit in my life. Because Jesus said you need it. Pastor D said you need it. But you got to want it. Anybody? Amen. Okay. Well, this is your homework. I love doing that. This is your homework. If you have received Jesus and the Holy Spirit into your life, spend time. Just pray in the Holy Spirit. It'll build you up. And then get your ears and your eyes open and go reach people. Go reach people. Kathy, you work someplace. I don't work. I don't even know those people. But you can reach people there. Kathy, you work in a world. Oh, Jesus, you need Jesus. Hallelujah. All right. So just looking. Who can I reach and live and just share this Jesus with? Because they're easy. People are easy. And if they say no, go get the next one. Go next. All right? Amen. Amen. Well, praise God. Father, we thank you for your word. Thank you that it's empowering us. Thank you that this word's just going to keep talking to us. And thank you, Father, that they're going to be a light to many people. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, have a great afternoon. Youth tonight at 6:30. Amen. The rest of you, you're free.